dedicated expat desk. Check out spurcase.lu.
I hate to interrupt, but it is 6 p.m.
And here is your latest RTL Today news, starting with national news. And Patrick Hoosh, the CTIE director, met with the RTL this morning and said that Luxembourg's public sector is rapidly evolving into digitalisation as the group manages 350 active projects. He highlighted a 14,000 user internal AI chatbot deployed to boost efficiency. The state partners with European firm Mistral, prioritising data sovereignty by running AI systems within its own data centres. With currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has told the new chief, Christian Saunders, that Luxembourg will back the group with 30 million euros under a partnership running until 2027, and has added a further 3 million euros for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a 7-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, looking to raise 250 million euros while letting people lend money to the state at a fixed tax-free rate. Dense wildfire smoke billowing down from Canada set off unhealthy air quality alerts across the United States again today, increasing concern for the weekend's World Cup final outside New York. Detroit and Chicago posted air quality index readings in the hazardous range. Poland's Conservative President Karol Nawrocki has vetoed a bill proposed by Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist government legalising civil partnerships, he announced in a statement. Poland, alongside Bulgaria, Romania and Slovakia, is one of the last countries in Europe not to have legalised same-sex marriage or civil unions. A landslide in southwest China has killed at least 8 people and left 34 missing today, with Chinese President Xi Jinping urging comprehensive inspections as rescue efforts were ongoing, with more than 800 rescuers deployed to the site. 4 members of staff at Frankfurt Airport have contracted malaria, it has been reported, with the infection thought to have been transmitted by an Anopheles mosquito entering the country by plane. Sports now, and Josh Kerr is confident he is in the kind of form that could see him break the 27-year-old world record for the mile to add his name to a storied list of previous British athletes. But Keely Hodgkinson said thoughts of going after Jarmila Krasloylova's 800-metre record dating back to 1983 was not the overriding factor going into Saturday's Diamond League meet in London. And Australia's Lucas Herbert equaled a British Open record with a 6-under-par 28 on the front nine at Royal Birkdale today to storm into the lead. He began the day at level par, but after birdies at the 3 opening holes, he picked up more shots at the 5th, 7th and 9th to move ahead of overnight leader Jackson Suber. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Meteorlux has put out a yellow alert in place for thunderstorms for the whole country for this afternoon until 8 p.m. We should still get some sunshine during this period, however, and the current temperature of 25 degrees will gradually drop, reaching a low of 14 overnight.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today traffic info.
And at 4 minutes past 6 p.m. on Friday night, it's a 9 to 10 minute situation on the A13 between Mondorf and the German border. Another 10 minute delay on the N4 between Esch-Lalange and the French border. 10 minutes once again on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre. And this just in, you'll be delayed by 45 minutes and you'll have to travel a 15 kilometer long congestion. If you find yourself from the A3 Hesperange and towards the A31, Canfin. Otherwise, 3 speed checks to be aware of this afternoon / this evening. They might still be active. One's in Bettenburg on the Rue Dappweiler. The other one is in Heiderscheid on the N15. The last one in Oberhanven on the Rue Dantetana. For everything else and to stay up to date, it's today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Yeah. is.
Minutes past 6 p.m, a woefully underappreciated Gorillaz tune there, featuring Peter Hook of New Order and of Joy Division, obviously, also featuring Georgia. That is called Aries. And before we carry on and listen to a bit of Brigitte Calls Me Baby, I would like to remind you that we are doing a surprise ticket giveaway today. If you want a chance to see James Morrison live at the Eshtalive Festival on Sunday, the 26th of July, all you have to do really is get in touch at 621-525-1000, answer the following question. What was the title of James Morrison's debut album, which came out in the year 2006? The number is 621-525-1000 on WhatsApp. Include your full name and your email address for a chance to win. I've got my fingers crossed. We've had loads of people send us a message, all with the correct answer, by the way. Wink, wink. So, good luck.